This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President, and if you're hearing this for the first time, you're saying, what? Yeah, that's right. The president wanted to say hello to his fans who were outside of Walter Reed, so he jumped in a limo in a suit with a mask on so he could do a couple of wave arounds, if you want to call it that. It was definitely a joy ride. And that's where we start, the president and COVID, the journey that it's been. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and that you are safe and your family and friends, etc., are doing the same as you're doing, because we're all in this together. Nobody wants to get sick, and nobody wants to die from this, that's for sure. So Donald Trump did do a drive-by. Supporters were out there in droves at Walter Reed, and that was what he wanted to do. So, you know, he is the leader of the free world. The Secret Service jumped aboard. They were masked up. They were in the car. But you had doctors and lots of other people, critics, that were all over Twitter. It was an explosion like none before on Twitter. And it wasn't caused, I guess it was caused by the president, but he wasn't the one who first tweeted it out. They did after he ventured outside of the hospital on Sunday night to wave at the people that were out there. And now the word is that the president will get back into an SUV that's bulletproof, that's hermetically sealed against chemical attack, and the risk of COVID-19 transmission inside of it, that's what some were questioning, would be interesting, I guess, certainly not outside of it. But here's the thing. He'll get back into it, and Monday he'll go to the White House if, in fact, that is what's going on. Because we understand that the president is supposedly going back to the White House on Monday. But there's these weird mixed messages and not clear, I think, communications on what's really happening. So we don't know for sure that his movement will be back to the White House on Monday. Although I have it on pretty good sources that, yeah, that's what it's looking like. It's looking like that's going to happen. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of criticism of the president for riding and waving to people, and especially when it comes to Democrats, because this is when you seize the moment, right? I mean, we're so close to a presidential election. The White House Correspondents Association weighed in with a statement. They criticized the move as a lid had been placed on presidential activities for the day, and the White House pool was not given prior notice of the drive-by. They said the White House Correspondent Association President Zeke Miller said, "It's outrageous for the president to have left the hospital even briefly amid a health crisis without a protective pool present to ensure that the American people know where their president is and how he's doing. Now more than ever, the American public deserves independent coverage of the president so they can be reliably informed about his health." So how is his health? Because that's the other part of this. Ups and downs. Doctors say that he's improving while hospitalized, but he did spike a fever on Friday. That's what led to going to Walter Reed. And there have been videos that have been put out saying that he's doing well, and he wants people to know how well he's doing. And You know, according to John Hopkins University, about 210,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, and we're starting to hit some daily high rates of new cases in the last 2 months. So there's so many questions surrounding the president and COVID and the people around him and who have gotten it and what some of them are saying. One of those people is Chris Christie, who would be in a pretty vulnerable position given his weight and other factors that would put him on a list of asthma, that would put him on a list of people who could be at risk for taking a turn for the worse, which is what some people said about Donald Trump. But from the reports and seeing him wave and all of that, you know, just even briefly to be able to get up and do that, obviously he's not on massive oxygen, even though his oxygen levels, I guess, were in jeopardy a little bit on Friday. And he said, though, that he had no choice but to do what he did to risk his own health. That the reason he did this, I mean, the reason when he says he did this, the reason that he's in this position is because he had to be out there doing what a president would do. He didn't want to stay in the White House, that he was given that alternative. Stay in the White House, lock yourself in, don't ever leave, don't even go to the Oval Office, just stay upstairs and enjoy it. Don't see people, don't talk to people, and just be done with it. And he said, I can't do that. I had to be out front. This is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. And he said, as a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that, saying that he absolutely was advised that the thing that he should have done was stay put and not put himself in a vulnerable position. More than 7 in 10 Americans, when they were asked by pollsters from Ipsos working with ABC News, said that both that Trump hadn't taken care of contracting the virus seriously enough and that he hadn't taken the appropriate personal protections necessary to avoid becoming sick. The poll was conducted on Friday and Saturday when it was known that he had contracted COVID-19. The vast majority of Democrats indicate that Trump had been lax in his approach to the risks, as did more than 40% of Republicans. But those views are nothing that you would not expect. They're going to go on party line, and then the rest, the pushback was, of course, anybody who was mostly Republican. It's still not clear where the president got the virus or from whom. He was obviously traveling and speaking, but contact tracing is much more difficult with him. The thought is it was his announcement of tapping Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacant seat on the Supreme Court that could have led to what's now happened with the president and others around him. But it is still a question mark. There's no definite answers in that, and I think that's troublesome because they need to track that down so they can nail that down, as it were. Hey, coming up later this hour, the mailbag. But next, we take on the world and COVID.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Et quand tout va mal, when life goes wrong, try for a little French song. French song d'armée, vite démodée, mais si douce à fredonner. French song d'artender,
yeah, that's Carla Bruni with a French song. They are singing a sad song right now because if you look at France and the UK, they've set record daily numbers. France reported 17,000 new cases with 49 deaths on the same day. More than 32,000 people have now died of the virus in France. And in the UK, we have so many guests that come on from the UK in our author's corner, and they've kept us up on what's happening there. But the British government says that there's a sudden rise, but they call it the fact that it's due to a technical issue is what they're saying. So couple of things. In Britain, the health minister reported 13,000 new cases, double the cases reported on Friday. The British government said that there was a delay in reporting previous cases. That was the problem. So, whatever, it was folded in. The death toll in England, 42,317, higher than any other country in Europe. So, in a bid to stop the spread of the virus, they've imposed restrictions on social gatherings, warned that tougher measures could follow if the infection rates don't drop. Because you know why? They want to go to the pubs. They want to hang out, just like we see in the United States. And they don't, meaning people who are doing that, they don't want to stop doing it. It doesn't feel real. It's the invisible invisible SOB that is so tough in our minds that we wrestle with to understand just how serious. We said this in the whole thing with the whole mask wearing thing. Right. All right. So in France, with the new cases there, bars and restaurants are closed in the southern port of Marseille. And rising infection rates mean that there are other closings that could happen in, Paris, for example, because it's outdoors. It's even, you know, when people are talking about mask wearing is compulsory, even outdoors in a number of French cities. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, Germany, they've seen an uptick, but it's a small uptick compared to other places. Ireland, the chief medical officer of Ireland, said the country was seeing rising numbers after they reported the highest rise in cases since April. They're taking measures. They're banning indoor restaurants and travel in and out of Dublin because think of how big Dublin is. So every place is handling this just a little bit differently. Back to the United States, Texas, Missouri, and South Carolina are seeing a decline. 21 other states are seeing an uptick in the amount of cases. So that's good news for those three states. But the 21 states are Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Those states are seeing an average of 46,000 cases a day, and that's according to John Hopkins data, their numbers. I trust their numbers. They're not political. They're just the numbers. They're the numbers they're getting, and they're the numbers that they're releasing. So something about Texas, something about Missouri, and something about South Carolina. Is it more masking up? Is it more social distancing? Is it a combination of things? I think it's a combination of things is what I think. If we look at the virus and politics of this virus, it's so strange because I started the show, of course, with the surprise drive-by of the Prez's for the crowd and the criticism that was thrown his way about that. And the conversation about the lungs of the president, of Donald Trump, because the medical team is giving him, see, he got supplemental oxygen on Thursday and Friday. They didn't get full details of that, but we know that happened. Remdesivir is what he got, two doses of the 5-day course of that. Also taking a steroid, which is used in severe cases. So one of the things that was acknowledged was blood oxygen levels that they had dropped. So there was some contradictory information there. Two members of the White House residence staff tested positive for COVID-19. Trump's body man, that's what they call them, Nicholas Luna, was positive. And there were others around the president that have tested positive. I mentioned the governor, who's a close friend and confidant, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. He made that list. And there's probably many others that are also on there. The president of Notre Dame made the list. So what does that do to the political numbers? What does that do to the race for the White House? Does it change the poll numbers? Does Joe Biden gain anything on the president? Does the president gain anything back? Are people showing some sympathy toward the president? What does that look like? And the answer to that question, I looked at all kinds of polls to get a handle on that. And the polls are largely all over the map, except for I was looking at one poll that showed that Joe Biden was ahead by something like 14 points. But see, all of them are different. The Wall Street Journal NBC poll showed Biden had a 14-point high after the debate. But then you look at the YouGov.poll, and they showed that Biden got a little bit of a boost after the debate, but 8 points. And the CBS polls show the race is even in Ohio, but Biden leads by a bit in Pennsylvania. So is Biden opening his biggest lead after the president's diagnosis? Is this part of the whole thing? If he's trying to get reelected, you certainly don't want to show weakness. I mean, that's been one of the things about the president. So perhaps that's part of the whole push. Of course it is. And that would make sense, right? So Biden with an edge, according to the latest poll. But are the polls dead on? Are they accurate? Are they accurate? And looking at those numbers, are these truly the numbers in the way people think? Well, Biden's 10-point edge over Trump is 1 to 2. But you know what? That increase is still within the poll's limits of plus or minus 5 percentage points. So we got, you know, less than a month before the election. To win the presidency, a candidate has to prevail in enough states to win the Electoral College. And state polls show that Trump is nearly as popular in battleground states. So 74 transferred to Walter Reed, COVID-19. I think anybody voting for Trump is going to still vote for Trump. I don't see that changing. I don't see that changing at all. I see maybe the people around him getting upset who might contract COVID-19, and what do they say about that, and what do they say about procedures that were done? Republican leaders who were really close to the president announced they had tested positive too. So that's a number to watch. Who's testing positive? And then what are they doing tracing-wise? Are they tracing it back to the nominee in the Rose Garden and then the receptions inside at the White House? Or are they tracing it back to something else? I think with so many people that were at the event getting sick, it feels like it almost came from that event. Can you imagine? So a big day of joy for the Prez. He throws out Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court Justice nominee, puts on the flak jacket because he knows the words are going to bounce off of him from everybody furious about that. And then look at how the world turns in a different direction. Crazy. Mailbag coming up next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. He took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News. New York City has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases and is now reimposing some restrictions. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It pains me to be putting forward this approach that we'll need, but in some parts of our city, in Brooklyn and Queens, we're having an extraordinary problem, something we haven't seen since the spring.
While President Trump battles COVID-19 in the hospital, there are questions about the Supreme Court nominee and the vice presidential debate next week. Biden deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield was on ABC's This Week.
We have every expectation that the debate commission take all necessary precautions to ensure that everybody who attends the debate is safe. Obviously, that includes distancing. That includes a requirement on masks. So we have every expectation that they will do that, provided that all of those expectations are met. Yes, absolutely. We look forward to any opportunity for Senator Harris and for Joe Biden to make their case directly to the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We are in the mail room, and it is time to do that mail thing. How about this one from Luna? Luna, I love that name. And Luna says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to some of these conspiracy theories, and I'm sick of it. I think they're all full of crap. People just make things up, scream it into a microphone, no offense to you, because I don't believe you're doing that, but other people do that. And then nobody seems to check it out. Don't you think that people should decide for themselves? Yeah, you're pretty vague because you're not telling me a specific story or what something got under your skin. Yes, there are conspiracy theories about the COVID-19, sure. Here's the thing. There's all kinds of fact-checking groups that are out there, and I think that if you're looking at information and how you take information in, look at the source. What's the source you trust? What's your go-to sources? That kind of thing. And, of course, if you jump on social media, you're going to hear all kinds of things on social media. You can find a little bit of what you want to see, and then you'll find what you don't want to see. I mean, that's it. So you look at, it's like Twitter. You look at Twitter. The president has 86 million followers. 86 million followers. And then, so when he puts something out, he's got people that are really paying attention and amplifying the message, of course, naturally. And then you look at other sources of information, and it's the same thing. I mean, which way does somebody slant? What are they, what's the information out there for? I mean, it's easy to, I think, dig through it and figure out what you think is right, what you think is the right answer, what you think is the right answer for you. How about that? This one from Jake in Austin. And Jake in Austin says, hello, hello to the listeners of Kate's show. I wasn't on board the first maybe week or two with the whole face mask thing. Now I'm so on board. It kind of makes me nervous when I see a lot of people around me who don't have face masks on. I actually worry for them. And do you think the president getting COVID-19 will lead to more people wearing face masks? I don't know. I mean, you would think that it would lead to more people wearing face masks, but it doesn't mean that it will. It doesn't mean that you're going to see an uptick in that, where some people are just digging their heels in and they're not going to do it no matter what. I mean, they're not going to do it. They don't believe in it. They don't want to wear it. They can be told they'll be fined, and that's it. I mean, that they're going to dig in, I guess. That's why. Because they can. Because they can. Especially if you're not mandated, it's not mandatory to do it. Some places I've gone to, it says no mask, no service, you don't get in. So pretty much they're telling you, yeah, that's not going to happen. So don't even think about it. All right, how about this one from Chris, who says, what about the public and private schools shutting down in New York because of the coronavirus cases? Wow, I think it's something like 200 non-public schools are being hit by it. Well, yeah, because they're in the areas where more cases popped up. It's all about zip codes. So zip codes in Brooklyn and Queens, and as soon as they know, they shut them down, like the Flatlands or, Sheepshead or Midwood or Homecrest. I mean, these names mean nothing to you, but I'm just saying these are some of the zip codes because it's about the second wave, and in some of those communities it's troublesome, so they have to do something about it. What are they going to do? If the city has mostly had low positivity levels, then Brooklyn and Queens, they have to do the same thing. So the schools would be impacted, and indoor dining in some of the places I named off, they would have to be impacted by that because it's too, it's just too risky. That's it. And then, you know, the bottom line is that too risky. And this is the cherry picking of some places are reopening. It's fine. Other places have had a tough time with it. I think it's because of that. I think it's because not enough people take it serious enough that they just don't do the elementary things. Just wear the mask when you're in close range with people. Use hand sanitizer, for goodness sake. Is it that hard? It's not like we're in the Wild West and we have to go from one city to another. Oh, my gosh, maybe the bandits will get us and rob us and take everything from us or kill us or whatever. No, this is an elusive enemy that we're all fighting. I mean, it is true. We all are in this together, because if people decide I don't want to do it, and enough people decide they're not going to do it, and they're not wearing the mask, and they're not doing the things, the very elementary, easy things to do, well, sure, it could spread. What happens from these super spreader events? Why do they call them super spreader events? Because so many people get together for whatever the event is, including some of those concerts weeks ago. And then it spreads because one person gets it. They were surrounded by other people, and that spread to other people. Then they went back to where they're from, and they gave it to other people, and you get it. It just multiplies. It's like sick rabbits. That's what it is. It's what you don't want to get in any way, shape, or form. Because everybody's body, too, reacts differently to this virus. And it's the dreaded words. You know what the two most dreaded words are to me that anyone could ever hear, ever? Two of the most dreaded words you could ever hear? No cure. No cure. Because everybody wants the answer, the cure. Oh my gosh, you have this. Here's the treatment. Here's the cure. If you do boom, 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 you'll be better. But anyone who gets this, no, there's treatments, but there's no cure. As of right now, there is no cure. Right, how about this one? This one is from Shelley, who listens to us in New Orleans. Hey, Kate Delaney, I'm watching the president and the fact that he's waving to supporters, and there have been a lot of them outside of Walter Reed, which good for them. But I'm wondering, why even risk it if he's just even feeling a little under the weather? He's got to get back and be healthy if he's going to fight the good fight to try to stay in the White House. Well, I think he's going to do what he wants to do. I think that's Trump. You know, that's what so many people like, let's be honest, is the bravado and this is it, me, and this is what I do, and da-da-da-da-da. But from what I understand from people who have had the virus, including healthy people I know who aren't even 50, have said it'll knock you off your feet. You know, you're fine one day, you feel good, it feels like, oh, everything's okay, and then you get knocked back down again. So there's no definites. There's a little tracking, okay, this has happened for this many people, but there's a lot of no definites, too. Meaning there's no cure. So no cure means there's no cure. So the bottom line is if the president could return to the White House maybe on Monday if the conditions are improving for him, that's a real possibility. So how about that? I got this one from Doc, who says, hey, Kate, I was shocked when I heard you on your show. President getting COVID-19, I guess there was always that possibility, but just how it came down and all of a sudden, here it is, 1-2 in the morning, and you're talking about Melania and the First Lady and the President both testing positive. I thought about his son, thought about his other family members who were there for the debate, and then who else could have been infected from many of the events that the president has gone to. And, you know, I think the bottom line for a lot of people, especially men, and that's why they're taking their cues from the president, they don't want to appear unmanly and they don't want to wear a mask because it, you know, it's hiding their face. Well, we know it's hiding their face. I think a lot of people don't want to wear a mask. I agree with that. I think a lot of people feel like, why should I have to, if I'm clean and I am using hand sanitizer and everything else, why should I have to wear a mask? There's that big question mark. And I think if more people did it, we would crush it. Who wants to keep coming back to the same spot we were in before? So if people don't start to do that and states can't reopen, more people will lose jobs. It'll just get bleaker and bleaker and bleaker, and that can't happen. So if people would just do the mask thing and they would do the hand sanitizer and the social distancing, hey, maybe we could get through it faster. And then there's the race for the vaccine ultimately, right? Mm. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, he is a truck driver and a poet. He turned into a real romantic. Steve Perez joins us on The Flip Side.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I think by now people get that I really, really love poetry. I've said this before. My dad was a poet. He died when I was 8, but he left behind lots of poems. Some of them were love poems, and were love poems to me, to my mother, to my family. And every so often I'll go back and I'll look at them, and I'm just amazed at the gift of poetry. Somebody who has that same gift and has given it to the world, really, is Steven Perez, and he's written a book together called Love Poems for Mary. He's got another one coming out too. So, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Why did you pull this book together? What happened that led you to this?
Well, I was seeing this lady, and just 1 year I decided to try to write a poem for her. I didn't know what would come out. But actually, it came out pretty good.
It came out good, and you decided, you know, you were going to put it more together, right? Isn't that what happened?
Correct. Yes. I wrote it one a month, and then decided to. I asked her if I could see about getting them published.
And she said, go for it. I love it. Writing one a month, how romantic is that? But you told me off the air that that's something you learned. You said that you were divorced, right? And what did your wife say? What was one of the things that she complained about?
Yes, the woman that divorced me, she said one of the reasons she divorced me was because I was not romantic.
So you took that to heart, right?
Yes, well, that's actually why I didn't know if my poems for Mary would even come out any good, but she brought it out in me, I guess.
And I think that's a good thing, because that's you switching and being, you know, showing your heart, showing your vulnerability. If more people would show their vulnerability, I think we'd have a much better world. So good for you. And I know you wanted to, and I asked you to do this. I wanted you to recite a couple of poems. Tell us what this first one is.
This first one is called My Promise. And it was just one that I wrote to Mary and that I would promise to her.
So tell me that poem. Recite that for us.
Okay. My promise. I promise I will never hurt you, and I will never make you cry. I promise to never make you doubt my love, and to never make you ask why. I promise that I will love you forever and work to make all your dreams come true. I promise to keep you in mind in everything I do. I promise that you are my only one and will never stray. There is no one else I could ever love this way. I promise that I will take care of you and never take you for granted. I can promise all of this because you're everything I wanted.
Wow, that knocks you over your feet. That's wonderful. Did you know you had this gift of being able to write poems?
No, I didn't. Like I said, I tried to write a poem for my first wife, and it didn't come out very good. So I didn't know what to expect. So.
And there it is. So you do this book, and. Gosh, just again, you dedicated it to Mary, and you're not with Mary anymore, but that's okay because, like I said, she opened up something in you for sure. And something about your background that's so interesting is you're a truck driver, and you drive a truck, and you've got time where I would imagine you're sort of thinking about things. Do people that work with you know that you have this other side of you, Stephen?
Oh yes, in fact, a lot of my friends and family, I give buy my books. Each time I write a poem, I let them read it for the feedback.
That's great. So they're involved in it, and so they're definitely aware of your poetry. There was another one you wanted to do for us, and would you do that and tell us what that's about?
Okay. This one is in my second book. I like to write poetry, and I give it to the local newspaper for me, and I try to do one every year for Mother's Day.
Nice.
And I did this one 2 years ago, and it's called A Mother's Love. A mother's love is unconditional and unwavering. She will always be there when you need her. A mother's love is everlasting. There's no other love that can compare. A mother's love can see you through your darkest hour when you get your heart broken or you lose your best friend. A mother's love is the strongest bond you will ever know. No other love in your life will be as true. A mother's love will be there even when times are bad. She might not always like you, but she will always love you.
Wow, that's beautiful too as well. And you said that the newspaper will print poems for you. So do they do that every so often?
Yes, there's a few other poets in town, so we all send in poems to the newspaper. They only print them every other month. So I guess to give everyone a chance.
to be able to get it in there. Yeah. Well, that's great that there's a circle of sharing and that poetry, the art of poetry, is not lost. And I think you're paving the way for more men to be even more romantic. So Love Poems for Mary, Stephen Perez, you can get that on Amazon. And we'll wait for your second book. What's your second book?
Actually, it's out right now. It's called Poems of Me.
Poems of Me. So Poems of Me is out there, too, and you gave us one from each, so that's wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
All right, as Stephen said, you can get that on Amazon, and I really, truly think we need those sweet words, right? And if you could build up that confidence, some of you guys, this would help, like I said. And you've got, coming up all the holidays. All the holidays are coming up, and then, of course, you have Valentine's Day coming up as well. And I was thinking about the different types of poetry, like listening to Stephen and the way he did his poems. And there's so many different types of poetry. And like when I say so many different types of poetry, rhymed poetry, narrative poetry, sonnets, haikus, it's not just one highway that you go down and that's it. I mean, it's taking the words that sometimes rhyme, sometimes don't, expressing whatever it is, the ideas, the emotions, in a more imaginative and powerful way than what is straight speech. And there is something about poems, and especially in the case of those that are writing them, like Stephen Perez is a great example of that in what you just heard, because he's thinking about it and he's thinking about it as he goes about his daily life. And he's writing things down, and he's coming up with what's rattling around in his head. I think those are heartfelt and powerful when you do it that way. And somebody asked me one time, well, what is poetry? And it's all in the lines. It's like prose. Poetry is written in, like, elevated language. And good poetry is about, I think, what you come up with in your mind when you listen. What is the visual image that you get? What is the visible, what's visible to you that you think of when you're hearing a poem? And I, for one, hope that poetry never goes out of style. I think it's making a resurgence. I could be wrong, because I'm talking about that without massive data behind that, but just based on people we've talked to, who we've had in Author's Corner, the conversations. I think it's on the rise. Something to shoot for, guys. Follow Stephen Perez's lead, and remember, you can get his books on Amazon. Thanks to Eric, our technical wizard, for this particular show. He waved the wand. He made it happen. Thank you so much. And also, Mo Flam, a big shout-out to you for keeping us lit. We're all in this together, everybody. Remember, make it count.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.